presence, and it's our prayer that God continues to be with you and strengthen you in all ways that you need to be strengthened. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I have a sermon this morning that I believe is a sermon that could be preached at any time of the year, but I think this would be most fitting to preach it on this first Sunday in the month of January. Amen? Amen. And if you have your Bibles, I ask that you would turn with me to the book of Psalms, the book of Psalms, chapter 37. And there's two verses we're going to look at. The first one is in Psalm 37, and the second one is in Psalm 73. So we're going to look at Psalm 37, verse 25, and then we'll turn over to Psalm 73, verse 26. Again, at Psalm 37, verse 25. Familiar scripture that we have familiar with, that we know of, that we've probably recited at one point. And once you have found it, if you could rest upon your feet, Psalm 37, verse 25. And when you have found Psalm 37, verse 25, if you could let it be known by saying amen.
Amen.
And the word of God reads, I have been young and now am old. Somebody say old.
Old.
Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging for bread. If you would now turn to Psalm 73, verse 26. Psalm 73, Psalm 73, verse 26. Psalm 73, verse 26.
Thank you, Lord.
And the word of God reads,
yes.
My flesh and my heart may fail,
yes, yes.
But God
yes,
is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
Amen.
Amen. You have just heard in your reading, Saints, Psalm 37, verse 25, and Psalm 73, verse 26, God's word for God's people. You now may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Oh, gracious Father, I come to you as humble as I know how, asking that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart would be pleasing in thy sight, my Lord, my rock, and my redeemer. I ask, gracious Father, that you give me preaching power, preaching boldness, preaching conviction. I ask that you would make preaching easy. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, again for this opportunity to stand before your children. Oh, gracious Father, I ask that you hide me behind the cross of Jesus Christ, that he be lifted up, that he be glorified, that he be magnified on this day. I ask all these things in the matchless name of Jesus, I do pray. Amen.
Amen.
This morning, I'm going to focus mostly on Psalm 37, verse 25. It's a blessing, my brothers and sisters, to be alive today here on this first Sunday of 2020.
Amen.
And if truth be told, there's some people that did not make it this far.
Amen.
There's some that didn't even make it after the first day of the new year. And as we enter into this new year, let us not forget that throughout the years, the Lord has been good to us. And that's what I'd like to use for a topic on this morning. The Lord, throughout the years, the Lord has been good to us. The opening words of this verse in Psalm 37 could have been written for any of us, if truth be told. For they speak a truth that each of us knows all too well. David said, I have been young, and now I'm old. Whether we want to admit it or not, day by day, hour by hour, second by second, minute by minute, you are getting older. I'm getting older. It's a reality that many people try to escape or run away from. That's why you sometimes see old men trying to look and act like young men. And old women trying to look and act like young women. I've seen it in the church. I've seen it at work. I've seen it just being out and about. They're old, but they try to dress young. They're old, but try to talk young. They're old, but try to behave like they're young. Am I talking to someone this morning? And if you watch television, you could turn to just about any channel, and you will see countless commercials for products that claim to make your wrinkles fade. Dark circles and bags under your eyes to disappear. Products that are created to try to make you look years younger. Do I have someone? Some of y'all probably have some of those things at home. There's nothing wrong with wanting to stay young, to keep alive the memories of our younger days when we had plenty of stamina and vigor. But if truth be told, saints, our bodies are not how they used to be. Is that right? My brothers and sisters, it's physically impossible to escape the reality of getting older. Old age is a natural progression of life. I don't care how many vitamins you take, or how well you watch your diet, or how much exercise that you do. You can't stop yourself from getting older. Is that right? You used to be able to stay up all night. Now you have to take a nap after you eat lunch. You used to be able to run like a deer. Now you move like a snail. Do I have someone? You used to be able to eat anything your little heart desires without the fear of getting any indigestion. But now when you eat, you have to stay up a while just to let it digest. You used to never have to take medicine, but now you have to take a pill for everything. Am I speaking to someone? You gotta take a pill for it to go down right. And then you have to take a pill for it to come out right. Am I talking to someone? I tell you, things change as you get old. But our brother David here reminds us of one thing that never changes. And that's God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if you would just look back over your life, you would have to recognize that throughout the years, the Lord has been good to you. And what I like about this text is that Brother David makes it plain to all of us. You see, first of all, David speaks of God's goodness in the past tense of his life when he says, I have been young. In other words, God was good to me when I was young. In other words, the places I went to that could have killed me because I was young and foolish and didn't see the dangers of the club or the party I was at, God still had his hands on me. the stuff that I drank that could have poisoned me, but because I was young and foolish, everybody else was doing it. I did it myself, and I didn't see the dangers of doing it too much, and that God still had his hands on me. Am I speaking to someone this afternoon? You ain't been sanctified and holy all your life. The people I hung out with, some of whom meant me no good, were my friends because at the time I had a little something in my pocket. But because I was young and didn't realize that as long as you have something, you'll have friends. But when you don't have anything, some of your friends will leave you like rats jumping off a sinking ship. Some of your so-called friends that left you. But even though they left you, God kept his hands on you. Yes, through the years, God has been good to us. But that's just the past tense that Brother David was talking about. Let's talk about the present tense. David says, I'm no longer young, but now I'm old. You see, my hair has turned gray. My sight has gone dim. My steps are a little slower. But guess what? God is still keeping me. And is there anybody in here this morning that knows that God is keeping you? You see, Brother David says, I've been young and now I'm old, yet I've not yet seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. Yes, my brothers and sisters, if you know it, if you know that God has kept you, if you know that God has been blessing you throughout the years, if you know that God still has his hands on you, I double dare you to touch three people and tell them that God is keeping you. And when you know that God is keeping you, you can't help but have a testimony. You see, it amazes me how some people refuse to give God praise when it's obvious that it's only by the grace of the Lord and it's only by the grace of God that I'm still alive today. You see, some folks get amnesia when God has been blessing them all through their lives and thinking that they've done it all on their own. When they get up and they look at their bank account and they have money in their bank, when they look in their closet and they see they have clothes to put upon their back, when they open their pantry and see that they have food in the pantry, when they get in their cars and drive from here and there, when they go to their jobs and provide them the monetary resources, when my brothers and sisters, when they look in themselves in the mirror and they say, they realize that they have all of their health, It amazes me how some folk pretend like they are doing it on their own. Yes, throughout the years, the Lord has been good to us. Throughout the years, the Lord has been good to us. Who do you think woke you up this morning? Who do you think started you on your way? You may have Arthur in your bones and in your nerves and in your joints, but God is good. You may have a bad heart, but God is good. You may have high blood pressure, but God is good. You may be a diabetic, but God is good. And when you know God is good, you can't help to say, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. Throughout the years, the Lord has been good to us. You see, let me just clarify it right here and say that David is not saying, I've never been in need, We all have a need. See, David is not saying here that there weren't any times in his life when he needed somebody to help him. Because we all need help every now and again. Is that right? David is not saying here in this text that there were no times in his life when he didn't have to borrow from a friend until he got his check, because he realized that every month he had more bills than he had money. That's not what David was saying, brothers and sisters. David was saying that even through all of that, I never had a moment in my life when God didn't take care of me. And if I'm out if I'm talking to somebody this morning, I double dare you to shout hallelujah, to say God has been good to me, because throughout the years, the Lord has been good to me. If you would just look back over your life and see what God has brought you through in 2019, you ought to say thank you. If you just look back over your life and see what God has brought you through in 2018, you ought to say thank you. If you just look back over your life and see what God has brought you through in 2017, you ought to say thank you. As a matter of fact, if you just look back over the past few months in your life, you ought to look back and say, Lord, I thank you for all that you've done for me. Throughout the years, the Lord has been good to us. Oh, I don't know who I'm talking to this afternoon, but I'm here to let you know that the Lord is always good to us. But what I like most about this text is that David uses the word, he says, never. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Never, David? Never is a pretty strong word. Never means notwithstanding. There's absolutely no question about it. There's been no evidence of the contrary. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their children begging for bread. My brothers and sisters, God truly is an awesome God. Do I have someone? You see, it wasn't up until a few years ago when my grandmama used to say something that when I was young I could never understand. But now that I'm older and I know what my grandmama meant when she said that he may not come when you want him to,